Welcome back to Pods and Rec episode 14. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Brad.
And I'm Brad. I mean, I'm Tammy. I just saw your face. You like whipped up like, what? Excuse me? No, you're not.
So, Brad, how you doing? Whichever one wants to answer.
I'm doing fine. I was just at the Costco doing the square dancing.
Gonna eat some chicken salad and some crackers.
Watch the pay-per-view.
The pay-per-view.
Do you think I sound like Mark?
Well, you do love chicken salad. I don't know about pay-per-view. What's your opinion?
I'm okay with chicken salad. Let's go ahead and set the record straight.
Yeah. I found out that Brad doesn't like grapes, which I think is super random.
That is really...
I'm not like a fan of grapes, you know? It's not like the food that I would go for if I was going to pick something.
Do you like raisins?
Yeah, I like raisins. I'm okay with grapes.
Do you like
wine? I think
wine. Not eat it. Yeah.
Do you like grape juice?
That's it. No, I hate grape juice.
Oh, okay. Really? Do you like grape-flavored medicines or candies?
I mean, honestly, like, I don't really... have like an opinion about grapes.
So you like the artificial grape?
Yeah.
The reason why I mention it is because of and chicken salad. I always like to have like a little like some grapes in it. It's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got kind of I like to have like a little fruit with my lunch. So I always have like grapes or banana or apple or an orange. And I for a while was going through like a big grape phase, and I always pack like Brad's lunch as well. Because he can't do it. and I was giving him grapes, and he would always send them back home. Like, and he would just, like, eat one of them, maybe. And then he finally told me one day, he's like, I don't really like grapes. I was like, okay.
I mean, it's just not like... I just would rather not eat grapes.
I like grapes. Tyler doesn't like them, though.
Yeah. I remember Tyler was telling us whenever he tried it for the first time.
Was that at the Jaguars game? Mm-hmm. Is that what David fed him? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like, I almost threw up.
You make him sound like a bird or something. David was feeding him grapes.
Tyler's not a bird.
What? A lot of the times, David, you know, when we all lived together, that's how Tyler would eat his food. David would chew it up, and then he'd, you know, put it in Tyler's mouth like a little baby bird.
Mm-hmm. And then he put him back in his cage, and then put a little towel over it so he can go to sleep.
So he thinks it's nighttime. I mean, it is a podcast. We could just, you know, they don't know what Tyler looks like, so you just be like, oh, yeah, Tyler's a bird.
Yeah.
Just like we were talking about how Andy's like 8 feet tall and an amazing basketball player. He's the MVP of basketball.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
You can be anything. I mean, Brad actually looks like a tiny little baby.
Little baby!
As every once in a while you
like,
hear...
Like Dave Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while you just hear Brad go... Little baby. That's what noise babies make, right?
Little baby. I don't have any babies, so I can't attest to the noises that they make.
Yeah.
So, how's everyone's week been?
About the same.
Man, we are really giving our listeners something good this week, guys.
It's nice and meaty this week.
Ooh.
We're actually...
What a weird choice of words.
Ooh, sorry. We're actually trying something new with how we're recording the podcast. We're doing a marathon style.
Marathon!
So we actually... the same day we recorded the previous episode, so we really don't have new
It's like a lie.
Gasp.
Yeah. We got... To help make everything comfortable, we brought Tammy a beer that she always talks about, so now she doesn't have to go to Epcot.
Stephanie got me...
Schaffenhoven.
She really surprised me today, and I feel... I feel like a bad beer drinker that I didn't know that it was anywhere else in town, because I always talk about it as, like, this exclusive, like, you can only get it at Disney, and I've only ever seen it at Epcot. It's called Schaffenhofer, or Schaffenhofer. Schaffenhofer.
That's how we say it in Germany.
It's a grapefruit beer, wheat beer, Hefeweizen beer. Ooh, smooth to the touch.
For Chris... Grapes taste. Drink the Schaffenhofen or whatever it's called.
We've been going through a huge grapefruit phase lately.
That was my, I was just, like, choked. I was trying to, like, slurp it, like, for... y'all to hear, and it didn't work out very well at all.
I feel like the one left out in the bunch. I'm drinking an Abito Turbo Dog here.
So. Abito what?
Abito Turbo Dog. I think that's how you say it.
Turbo Dog.
What is
Turbo Dog?
What is Turbo Dog flavored like?
It is a beer.
Oh, beer flavored. Amazing!
Yeah. Brad is quite the connoisseur.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like a beer sommelier.
It's a dark beer. It's like a.
It's made in New Orleans. Or like a little, like, outside of
it's home. A dark brown ale brewed with pale caramel and chocolate malt. Pale is not a thing.
So it's almost like a little dessert
beer. It's brewed with pale? Like, is pale a thing that you put in beer?
It's just an interesting conversation we're giving our beer. Our
IPAs are India pale ales.
Yeah,
so.
But, like, is there something called pale? Like, this specifically says that it's brewed with pale caramel and chocolate malts. Which I guess I would assume that it is some type of malt or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Not even. I work in confectionery. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Don't know what that means. Okay, bye.
We've gone through quite the grapefruit obsession, though.
I know.
Yesterday we went to, as we mentioned in the previous episode, we went to a birthday party, and Brad and I, for the gift for the birthday boy, we bought him Ruby Red Grapefruit Vodka. It's a vodka, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and vodka. Some club soda, which is delicious. That's what Tammy brought to my bachelorette party, which was...
That's where it made its first appearance.
Yeah. It was really... It's really refreshing, and it's dangerous because of, you know, you're just thinking, like, oh, I'm just drinking this, like, fruity soda, but no, you're drinking alcohol, and you're getting shwasted.
Correct.
Shwasted.
But we not only brought that, we brought two different types of grapefruit shandies as well, and now we're drinking another grapefruit-flavored alcoholic beverage, so...
You're gonna love my grapes and fruit.
Oh, that continues the grape conversation.
Oh my god!
Oh, it's a nightmare.
So this is our grape intro.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want
our grape intro?
Do you want to tell them about the other gift that we found?
Little grape intro.
Oh, you can take that one. It was another friend's birthday. That was earlier in the week, so we brought him a gift.
So we were shopping for alcoholic beverages at Total Wine, which
We spent like $130, by the way.
Yeah,
we
spent a lot of money on it. It's just basically like a liquor supermarket that we have here in Jacksonville. But as we were looking through gift ideas, we found a Ron Jeremy rum. It was a rum, right? So, yeah, and it has Ron Jeremy's face.
It was called Ron DeJeremy.
Right, I was going to say, doesn't it have, like, just a play on his name? It's so funny.
I expected it to be, like, a dick-shaped bottle, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been smart on his PRs.
That's the deluxe edition.
The deluxe one.
Oh, that's right. Like, that one comes out at Christmas with, like, little ball cups that come with them.
Like
the
little
fancy packs
ones
that you get at ABC.
I feel like if your trademark was your dick, then everything that you market afterwards, because, I mean, Ron Jeremy doesn't, he cannot, I mean, if he's, I wouldn't look at him in porn anymore. But
anymore?
I don't think of, no.
All right, she watches him a lot.
Love me some Ron Jeremy. I honestly couldn't picture him from a lineup.
Really?
All I
you
knew,
don't know what he looks like?
I know what he looks like now, but I know, like, his trademark is that he was, like, in porn and he had a huge dick.
Ugh. I don't know that I've ever seen his penis. I've seen him, and I don't really want to see his penis after seeing him.
He did did you see his Miley Cyrus parody Wrecking Ball video?
I did not. I did not watch that one.
It's really weird.
I bet it is.
He's wearing flesh-colored underwear for, like, most of it whenever she's, like, naked.
Yeah.
But he's a very round man now. Uzi, I think I
was
saw
was he the Wrecking
fit.
Ball?
I think any parody of Wrecking Ball is going to be weird because the original Wrecking Ball is very strange.
It's really amazing that people are still
parodying it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. My favorite is the kitten video of Wrecking Ball. Have you seen it? Where they're holding the little baby kitten by the neck and it starts playing the Came In Like Wrecking Ball, and they take him and he Wrecking Ball's like miniature books, and it's the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty great.
Rather watch that than Ron DeJeremy.
Ron DeJeremy.
But I'll try his rum. I'll try a little bit of it.
I was curious about it. Me and Dan Aykroyd made some pretty good vodka.
And so you bought that for
expensive though.
Drew?
Yeah, for his birthday. We tried to set up a a cocktail. Like, they can...
Cocktail.
That's perfect.
We tried to set up a beverage that they could make.
Beverage.
Oh, stop it.
No. Got him.
Is everything... Got him. Crushed it. So I couldn't think of anything else that was just two parts. Don't say dick and balls.
That's three parts.
Two balls, one shaft.
And we tried to set up like a little pair for them to have, so I thought of rum and coke. Because I don't really know, other than beer, what he likes to drink.
Yeah. He does like, he does like grapefruit beers. He is a fan of
this. He also likes blueberry beers.
Yes, that blueberry beer that he has is delicious.
I know, I can't find it. Every time
it's
I go,
so good.
You're my boy Blue, and boy Blue. He found it because he had done, I believe it was on the Riverside trolley.
Mm-hmm.
They have
that's
some
what it was.
Local,
it was like a
is
beer
it from
trolley.
A local brewery, or is it?
Yeah, it's some local thing that's brewed, but I don't know where. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I have to figure that out, because it's good.
Jacksonville has a lot of really good local breweries.
Within like the past 5 years, it's been like...
They've been crushing it.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Crushing it.
My personal favorite is the Hipster Popsicle from Aardwolf Brewery. It's really good. It's sour beer, and I never realized that sour beer, one, is a thing, and two, that I like them, and I do.
Yeah, I went to a sour beer... brewery that like specializes in sour beer when I was in Illinois on like a work thing and it was pretty good. I never had it before, but they served them in smaller portions because they were brewed there. They were like, not everybody likes a full like a whole pint of this, but it was delicious. I tried like four different kinds and I was like, I didn't even think that this would be good.
I know,
but they were, everybody described them as like a warhead. It's like a warhead beer.
Yeah,
like the candy.
I can see that.
So I was like, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Another beer that we found recently is actually like a mesh of two local Jacksonville things. It's a
very bold.
Very bold. So it is a collaboration between Intuition, which is a local Jacksonville.
I thought it was Bold City.
No, that's it's Intuition.
Bold Beer. Oh, it was Bold Bean.
No,
but there is Bold in.
Okay.
So
okay.
And it's in the other thing they collaborate with is Bold Bean.
It's a coffee shop,
which is a coffee shop that's only in Jacksonville, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they made an amazing beer.
It was really good.
Was it like a coffee beer?
It's called Trappist, and it is it's a porter, I believe.
Yeah.
It's like a coffee.
Really dark.
Coffee notes.
It didn't taste dark, though.
Didn't.
It was,
tastes
Tyler
like
would love it, because it's beer and coffee.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it
tastes like love.
The bartender told us that they might not make any more of it. Mm. That it was like a special thing. So we're like, we need all of it.
That is tragic.
But we
have to start a cult following for the Trappist right now.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes, we want it. We want it. We want
go
it.
Out and
we want it.
Do peaceful protests in Riverside and San Marco if
I'm
you live here. Because those are culturally whole places.
Any of our listeners, if you want to join me to picket Intuition...
In a friendly manner.
Yeah, Brad was just going to go up to the gates and be like, you need to make this. Like, okay.
This is the purge, bitch. Make your fucking Trappist beer.
I wonder if I just got like a sign, like a yard sign, and just put it in front of their door.
Trappist 2016.
We'll be known as the alcoholics in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
That's okay. As I sip my beer.
I made the sipping sounds for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Because apparently I really can't do them myself.
You start choking.
So we watched a show today. That show is possibly called Parks and Recreation.
Possibly. Not confirmed.
Yeah. Still to be determined.
I thought we watched Rizzoli and Isles.
No!
We're saving that for your plug later.
The Lesbian drama. I love it. We did watch Parks and Recreation today at Lesbians. Season 2, episode 19. It's called Park Safety, and it aired March 18th, 2010. The synopsis is Leslie goes on a crusade to improve park safety after Jerry is mugged, which is later discovered to be a lie. Meanwhile, Ron tries to teach the office self-defense, but winds up injuring Andy instead. It's a pretty accurate synopsis.
Yeah. I actually... I believe, I know I said it about a previous episode, but I feel like this is one of the first episodes that I actually saw. It could have been, like, really big spacing in between because Brad started watching it without me at one point. Mm-hmm. And this episode, it's not their best episode, but it's still really, really funny.
Yeah. Well, when I started thinking about it, I'm like, man, I really like this episode. It was great how much they made fun of Jerry and, like, really played off of that. And then I was like, I am a terrible human being that, like, the reason I like this show is because they're just making jokes and making fun of this guy the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I felt really bad about myself. But it's a good episode overall.
I think it's so funny that Amy Poehler, as, like, her whole thing, especially more recently, not more recently, I think she's always kind of been this way, is that she's always trying to empower women and, you know, be like, everybody's buddy, don't insult people. And but this show, just like blatantly, they hate on Jerry. I don't think they hate Jerry. They just, he's the one that, I mean, look at him.
Right.
You saw his whole little bit that he had trying to give a presentation.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a coworker that messes up that many times in the span of, you know, 2 minutes, and that's, like, all we're seeing, imagine what his daily life is like. Like, working with him 8 hours a day. I mean, I mean, that's just how they cope with it.
And I think it's kind of misleading because they only really show them just being mean to him.
Right.
Yeah. But there's probably a lot of things that he's actually doing that makes him deserve this kind of treatment, too.
Could be. I mean,
I think he's just such a klutz that it's, like, hard to laugh at. And, I mean, he laughs at himself. He knows that they're going to make fun of him.
Well, and you can also... I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I totally get that because, you know, he trips on his words a lot, and that's me, and Brad's always like, ah, you said twop. You know what I mean? Say,
you said dorple.
Dorple. I intended to say dorple. Twout.
Twout. You could also, twout. You could argue that everyone else in the office is not super, but they're insecure, like, and they don't want to be made fun of, so they've all just kind of made this, like, unsaid pact that, like, Jerry's the guy so that none of them ever get made fun of. And don't we kind of see that in the future sometime where Tom, like, becomes the Jerry for, like, an episode and he, like, hates it or something?
Yeah.
Or have we already seen that?
No. I think that definitely shows up in a later episode. It's probably a couple seasons away.
It's just kind of nice to see the tables turned.
So,
like,
be prepared, audience, what it feels for like. Freaky Fridays.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody, or are you that person where you work that you kind of just, like, tease constantly?
Not in the mean sense. Absolutely not. Because all of us at work, like, really love each other. However, and she's one of my good friends. I'm pretty positive she listens to this podcast. So, Jess, I'm just going to go out on it. I love you. I do. You're my friend. I do. But you make yourself the butt of the joke, like, constantly. And she kind of likes it. Like, me and Allison kind of give her crap for, like, being, we're like, oh, you're such a nerd. I mean, but just because she likes Star Wars or, you know, whatever. And I like that stuff, too. I'm kind of like the jester in the background. Like, Allison's, like, the real bully. And I'm just like, Jess, yeah, you're stupid. Uh-huh. But it's nothing mean at all. And Jess, like, embraces it. She welcomes it. She loves it. And it, like, builds camaraderie.
So don't be insecure in our workplace.
Exactly. She's fuck you guys. I got, like, 9 Millennium Falcon shirts. I don't care. It's just really funny. But she gets so, like, worked up easily, and, like, she just, like, jumps on the defense really easily, like, no matter what you say. You could totally, like, not be making fun of her in any sense and, like, actually be on her side about something, and she'll, like, take it offensively and just get all worked up, and then, like, she gets her little asthma inhaler out. She's like, y'all have taken me to the crazy place. That's her favorite thing to say. So, Jess, I love you. I'm sorry.
I like that she has a catchphrase.
Okay, goodbye. crazy. She's like, taking me to the crazy place. And she does, like, crazy things with her hands. It's like she's making a waterfall or something when she says it. Crazy place.
Well, Jess, I totally relate to you because I'm the one at work. Like, I used to try to hide a lot of myself from work, where I wouldn't read, like, I love to read comics, and I find, like, I'll read on my breaks at my desk a lot, and so a lot of them tease me, and they're like, oh, you're reading your picture books again, and it's hard sometimes where I'm just like, ugh, like, I just don't want to deal with this right now, but there are a couple people at work that give me a hard time, and my boss is, like, a closet nerd, but he doesn't want anybody to know, and so I always threaten him, like, I'm going to tell them that you collect comics, and that you enjoy doing this thing, and he's like, don't you do it.
Ironically, though, you have a Jerry at work.
I do have a Jerry at work, and I've said multiple times, damn it, Jerry, because he's the one that likes to tease me the most.
His name is actually Jerry.
Yeah. His name is actually the same name as a good friend of ours' father, which is funny.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But, so that's how I, like, when I first started talking to him, we both got hired at the same time. So we've known each other for a while, and we always give each other a hard time, but I honestly think that he was a bully whenever he was in high school and stuff, because he's a lot older than me, he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
And it's just, he gives me such a hard time calling them my picture books, and he always, like, if he did something wrong, he'll try to turn the tables that it was my fault. Like, we play the lottery at work as, on a team.
Yeah.
And he told me on a Wednesday that I had to go pick up the tickets, and I had to pick them up that day, and I was like, dude, I seriously can't do it. You should have told me on Monday. I would have prepared. Like, I'm a very scheduled person. That's my busiest day out of the week. I was like, dude, I can't do it. And we didn't win. So he was just like, well, if you would have done it when you were supposed to do it, then we would have won. And I was just But I always do it in a funny way. Yeah. He always plays pranks on me and stuff. Like, we got these little stress balls, and he'll, like, throw it at me every once in a while. Uh-huh. And then one time I tried to get him back, and I caught it, and was, like, staring at him dead in the eyes, and I threw it in the trash can, and I made it, and I was, like, all impressed, and he was just like, no, and everybody around me gasped. We all went, and I was just like, what? It was a joke. The trash can's empty. And we happened to have, like, a potluck food day that day, and somebody just took the lid off of, like, a caramel sauce. So I pulled it out, and I was like, oh, it's not empty anymore. Like, it's covered in caramel. So I rinsed it and cleaned it off for him, but I'm totally the Jerry, because I was like, I can't even, like, crank somebody correctly, but it was he got a good kick out of it. Everybody else was just like, what is he gonna do? Oh my god. So
when we were at work really late one night during the Valentine's season, Jess had gotten home because she has a second job. She's a DJ at Park Place a couple nights a week. And so she had left for her second job, and we were gonna be staying there. It was like, I don't know, 1 a.m. or something, and we were like, god, we should just figure out a way to prank Jess. And it wasn't really a prank, because it's kind of, like, obvious when you see it, but she likes to hoard Post-it notes underneath her. She has, like, a little, like, laptop lifter, and she hides it underneath her laptop lifter so, like, you can't see them. So we got, like, 2 whole things of Post-it notes and took them all off and just put them all over her desk and covered her desk and her computer and, like, her filing cabinet in Post-its. And her face when she came in the next morning was priceless. It was great. But it's all, like, fun teasing.
Yeah, there's always that person at work.
And she welcomes it. And Allison, you know, in everything that she does, how she teases Jess about, you know, liking... She'll tease her about Walking Dead. She'll tease her about Star Wars. You know, anything kind of, like, Marvel-related or DC, anything like that. But her son, Allison's son, Daniel, is 12 years old, and that's, like, his jam. Like, he wants to see Deadpool. He's seen all the Avengers. He loves Star Wars. He, you know, watches this, reads that. So it's like, you need to look in your own home, lady, because you got a little nerd who is also your son.
Nerds are the best.
Yeah. That's what I tell her all the time.
The funny thing. Spread your nerd wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly. My boss will always make Star Wars jokes, and then he'll look at me because nobody else will get it, and I'll be like, I learned to just let go and start embracing it, except Brad got me this wonderful R2-D2 purse for Valentine's Day, and it's the cutest thing ever, and he was like, so you gonna carry it to work? And I was like, I don't think I can give him that much ammo, because for sure, a couple of them will get it, and like, I already bring, like, I have a Star Wars cup, or I
nerd
also have
proud,
a I also have a Walking Dead cup. I bring those to work every day, and then I have a Star Wars calendar. I'm always reading comics, and so they don't just—it's just too much ammo.
So, but that doesn't make you like being nerdy. Doesn't make you a Jerry,
right?
Being like
well, it depends on. That's not always a right? Jerry, for sure. But it depends on the group of people. Like,
I would say you'd be more of a Jerry just because you're artsier, you know?
That's true, too. They always give me a hard time about that. Mm-hmm.
And they probably don't know anything about Brad or your dogs or anything. And you try and tell them, like, I have a husband and pets who love me. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
What? And I'm super, or I used to be, everybody always, they get me to talk. I was the super quiet person at work because I just like to, I have to talk all day at work. I don't really, I just need a break from talking and just read and have quiet time, and everybody's always trying to bug me about all that, but, yeah. You know, I think there are Jerrys everywhere in the world. Are you the Jerry at work, Brad?
I don't know. I mean, I was trying to think of somebody.
You're always the super cool guy. Everybody always loves Brad.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, thanks,
especially
baby.
In our relationship. Thanks, everybody's baby. Always like, Brad right. is so cool. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I'm pretty cool, though, so they're right.
You're cool and outgoing, and no, I'm the awkward one.
but with my work, really, everybody's kind of the superstar there. They're all really, really amazing.
Whoa.
And, like, everybody's on their game. They have all this information about their field. So, like, I really wouldn't peg any of them to be, you know, the Klutzy or Dizzy one or anything.
So you work in an office that everybody is amazing.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I sat there this whole time. I've been trying to think of somebody to pin it on, you know. But nope, I don't think I really have one.
Yeah. Well, now you have a friend that's working there, so maybe you can pin it on him.
Yeah. Watch out, Justin.
Sorry, Justin. Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I
could definitely
no.
make
Wait,
Ryan.
That's yeah. I'll go ahead and I take that back. I have one.
Is his name Ryan?
Yes, he's a good friend of mine, and this is all out of love. But yeah, he could be considered a little klutzy at times. But he's a magnificent human being, so
we love you, Ryan.
Yeah.
So in the beginning of the episode, what was it that she called it? I know it was like not really a contest, but it's kind of just like a luck of the draw to see who fills the hummingbird thing. Was that really what it was, or did she have a name for it?
I don't think there was a name. I didn't catch it, but yeah, she was definitely trying to swing it that it was like it was a positive thing for them to get it.
Right.
But I mean, speaking of like Jerry's in your common life, like. I don't think anybody would really have the balls to, like, write somebody else's name or even put 20 extra names so they can get chosen.
I don't know. I feel like I might do that. You know, we have a...
If we did it in a Friends, yeah, I would do it. Because I feel like Tyler might be our Jerry. We like to give him a real hard time.
Aww. My poor boo.
Well, Tyler has no shame whatsoever.
This is why he hasn't been on in, like, 14 episodes, guys,
oh,
okay?
No.
He just bends over and farts all the time.
No, I don't mean... That's what I was going to say.
Is... pictures of his family vacation to Muncie in Indiana.
To really boring places. There's me and my Disney ears. Oh, I didn't mean to squeeze that in. No, I just... Tyler has no shame whatsoever about anything. He is completely confident in who he is.
He is.
Which is a great quality that I love about him, is that he like really is who he is.
Yeah.
But there, especially in his past, he's kind of strange about things sometimes, and so he's just one of those where you're just like, ah, Tyler, I can't believe you did that. And he's just like, yeah, I know, right?
I did it to be strange.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Right. And then he like gallops off, like, skips away. Herkies.
Or he tries to jump over something.
That's what I was going to... Yeah.
Yeah.
He tries to jump over, like, a fire hydrant or something. Stanchion pole. And knocks his balls in the process.
That's kind of a quirky charm, you know?
Right.
Somebody who doesn't think like maybe a conventional person would, and that makes him a little bit more creative in my eyes.
Yeah. So while Jerry is... You know, Jerry gets picked to be the hummingbird feeder.
Mm-hmm.
While he's out doing so...
Jerry kind of gets forced to be the hummingbird
feeder. He's like, gosh, this is the third time this week. How does this keep happening?
Must just be bad luck.
That typical Jerry luck.
And he apparently gets mugged while he's out filling, you know, doing the good work of a Pawnee citizen filling the hummingbird.
Walking Lord Sheldon.
Lord Sheldon. That is correct.
Is Lord Sheldon, is that a reference to something that I'm just not getting? Or?
I don't know. I hope it's not Big Bang Theory.
I don't think the timeline matched up.
I don't know. I think that show started
They're
in,
on, like, their eighth or something season.
Yeah, it's been on Brad's a long time. Is it really your favorite, or you don't like it? Oh, okay. I thought we talked about before how we aren't a fan of that show.
No.
We salute anyone creatively.
You know, to each their
but
own.
But it's not our favorite.
Yeah, if you love that show, good for you.
It won't be something that we binge. and so we see Jerry at the hospital where Anne is treating him. Fancy that. Surprise, it's Anne. Surprise that she's at work. But everyone from the office rushes into the hospital to see Jerry. And I'm just curious, you know, and we kind of learn later, once we learn that his mugging is a lie, before you know that it's a lie, you wonder why Jerry's family isn't there. Like, yeah. Gail and all of his ladies.
If you Google Lord Sheldon, it brings up Urban Dictionary Walking Lord Sheldon, which is Jerry walking Lord Sheldon in the park.
Yeah. But it's code for some kind of weird sex act. Which
is it?
April states in the show afterwards, after he says
Walking Lord Sheldon. Is that code for some type of sex act?
Oh.
So it's in the Urban Dictionary.
By Jerry Gergich.
Yeah. But there actually is, which I would assume maybe that this is who he's referencing, that there is a Lord Sheldon. It's Robert Edward Sheldon, or Baron Sheldon, born September 13th, 2023. He's a British laborer politician.
Born in 2023?
I'm sorry, did I say 1923?
2023! I'm like, what? Jerry's got a future dog!
Did you not know that Jerry can bounce through time?
Yeah. It's a robot dog.
Time traveler.
He's what we call a jumper, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No,
it reminds me of one of my favorite podcasts, The Comedy Button, where they talk about a time-traveling dog called Robot Dog. Shout out to The Comedy Button! So yeah, his family's not there, but everyone from the Parks Department is.
Mm-hmm.
And they create a poster for him.
He becomes the face.
The face of
Jerry's
State Parks.
Jerry's face is a symbol of failure.
Poor Jerry. I want one of those posters for my room.
Yeah.
With Jerry and his big black eye.
I mean, he didn't even have a black eye. She photoshopped it.
Leslie must have some very skilled Photoshop talent.
Yeah, she's got
talent.
It's only like $50 a month to have Photoshop. Yeah. So, small price to pay. Like,
but I mean, even then, putting in a black... But doing a black eye on somebody and having it be impeccable, that's probably pretty tough.
She could have used the paint program. You never know.
Ooh, we don't know. Microsoft Paint, just like...
Classic.
Each pixel.
Photoshop is that expensive? $900?
Yeah. I think it's more like $600, but I was exaggerating. Depending if you want the whole suite, the Adobe.
Yeah, I think there's cheaper versions.
The Adobe suite.
And then if you're a teacher, you can get it for cheaper or something.
A teacher.
Or you can be a terrible person and torrent it.
What?
That's
I don't even know what that word
podcast.
Means.
I've never heard it before.
It just came out of your mouth somehow.
Jeez. I assume that it was something you can do.
She thought about Torpil and she said torrent.
Torpil. You should Torpil.
I said it wrong.
Let's stop saying it. We're all going to be arrested.
How sad did it make you, or did it make you sad, whenever Leslie was telling, or no, it was Anne that was telling Andy that Jerry got mugged, and Andy started hysterically laughing?
Well, at first he didn't know who they were talking about and thought it was a large black man that had, like, cartoon characters ties.
So he wasn't even, like, thinking that it was Jerry, or he probably really didn't even know who Jerry was up until that point when Anne had to explain it. I guarantee you, he just didn't even know.
Yeah, he's hysterically laughing. I was like, aww.
Yeah, that was kind of. I was like, come
maybe
on, Andy, you're better
Larry
than
or
that.
Barry or
yeah, I just wrote it down and put a sad face.
He has mouse rat shirts for sale now.
$12.
He's got his CDs.
Buy one for $12.
Did you buy one for $12, or was it more expensive than that?
Those are pretty. The background, the actual circle, is like a lot darker than the one Brad has. Brad's is like super faded, which I don't know why.
then.
It kind of looks cool, though.
It looks like vintage. Old school, like classic, yeah.
And you've been there since the beginning.
My mini Parks and Research has to do with Mouse Rat, actually. So I'm just going to pull it up on my phone real quick.
It is.
So we've talked about before, you know, how we have a love of Mouse Rat and Andy's bands and stuff, and we're always like, I wonder if you can buy their CDs and stuff like that. And while I don't have that answer for you, you can head to scarecrowboat.com, which is a real thing.
What?
And it's basically Mouse Rat's band website. And it's amazing. It has tour information. It has member bios. It's got Andy's jams, which are like a list of all of his songs.
Is it six here?
Let's see. We're going to head to Andy's jams right now.
Six here.
Waiting for my LTE to go. It's got... Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's October in Pawnee, everyone, and it makes me really miss September, even though March and May are my favorite months because they get to hug April. Aww. September's right up there. Not as good as December, but better than June. So in September's honor, I thought I'd talk about songs that all have September in them. So he talked about Earth, Wind, and Fire, September, Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends, and Neil Diamond, September Morn. So that was his most recent blog post. But something that's really great is that scarecrowboat.com has a list of all previous names of the band Mouse Rat. So if you're ever curious what all of their names were, you can go to scarecrowboat.com for a list of all of those.
Warning, don't go to scrotationmarks.com, though, because that would be... probably gross.
Right. And I do want to mention, before you head to scarecrowboat.com, if you have not watched up until at least, I would say, season 4 or season 5, you don't want to go there. Wait until you watch the show, because it does have minor spoilers. And the last thing I want to say is I just want to read really quick Andy Dwyer's bio. Andy Dwyer, 29, has lived in Pawnee for his entire life. "It's my home," he says emotionally. Dwyer has written over 300 songs and serves as the band's lead vocal, rhythm guitarist, manager, advisor, merch seller, and creative force and brains. Trivia: the band's hit song, Anne, was written for Andy's ex-girlfriend, Anne. It will never be sung again. Andy can be found most weekdays at the Pawnee City Hall Shoeshine Stand, which also doubles as Mouse Rat's merch headquarters. Stop by to pick up Mouse Rat's latest album, cast your ballot for a new band name, or get your shoes shined by Pawnee's only vocal guitarist footwear specialist. In quotations, that's Andy. Done.
That's awesome.
I spent a good amount of time on that site earlier, and I think it's really cool because when you go to it, it has like one of those enter pages where like you have to like read a disclaimer and then like be like, yes, I do want to enter this site, and hit enter.
Yeah. I've looked at a few of the sites that they have, and I know we mentioned it in a previous episode. I did forget to provide any of those because I was like, when they come up, we'll provide them, but I keep forgetting to look back through them again. There is one that is a huge spoiler that I love, but I can go ahead and tell you guys, and I'll just bleep it out.
What?
They have...
That's really awesome. Cute. I love that. And you have to think there's people, like, keeping that site going.
Yeah.
You know, which is pretty great.
Yeah.
It's dedication.
It is.
So, Jerry, I know we started to bring it up before, but Jerry doing this presentation, everybody trying not to laugh, is probably... the funniest scene. I don't think we've laughed that hard since Andy flipped naked out of the kiddie pool to go chase Lawrence.
That was good.
But, like, we seriously couldn't breathe. That was about deposit.
Because you can't hear anything that's said after that. He's just bumbling the whole time, and then he finally just ends with this finale.
So, as we know, spring hunting season is upon us. Anyway, here's the info about the new licensing system.
Jerry, I don't think your computer's plugged in.
I'm sorry, guys. Just got to power up. First thing we should have is my graph about the season. What? Wait a minute. No, that is not the graph. That's a picture from my vacation to Muncie.
You went on a vacation and you chose Muncie, Indiana?
Yeah, my wife and I have a timeshare.
In Muncie?
Tom. Muncie is a lovely city.
Anyway, hunting and fishing season is winding down, okay? And we all know that it's already close season on 12. So now... I said 12 instead of trout.
It happens to everyone.
My marbles are full of mouth today. You know what? Has anybody seen my glasses? I don't even think I can...
We couldn't even, like, we were trying so hard to be serious and not laugh that entire time, but we almost exploded.
Yeah.
On the recording, the pants rip itself sounds like a pre-fart yeah. to, like, the actual fart.
Yeah. I just, like, everybody's acting, they're all looking at the camera like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Did he mean to say marbles full of mouth today, or was that, like, a Jerryism then?
I think he meant to say it, but...
Yeah, I think so. He was just being... more mm-hmm. silly.
Yeah. Because he's a pretty silly
Jerry.
Guy.
Jerry.
Whew. But we find out later from one of our special appearances from Andy Sandberg, our parks ranger Carl, that's not really what happened. He didn't really get mugged.
Carl!
That he was actually going after. He dropped a burrito when he was walking Lord Sheldon and went to go retrack it and get it.
He dropped a burrito in a pond and it landed on a log. Which, man, you must really love burritos.
Right, it was a breakfast burrito.
Ooh.
I mean, but he was eating it after he retrieved it. Like, after he falls, dislocates his shoulder.
I love when they're showing the video and he's like, oh, this is my favorite part. And he, like, starts eating it again and he's like, won't even share it with a dog. I'm sure Lord Sheldon's pretty used to that by now, though.
Yeah. He just gets the little crumbs on the floor. I'm sure Jerry really drops food, like, all the time. So Lord Sheldon's not hurting for a breakfast burrito. The show. but he wants to keep it secret. Jerry, he really only tells Leslie, because it's kind of sad, you know, he's terrified to tell them the truth because his coworkers will make fun of him. So he comes up with this elaborate lie that he got mugged, which is kind of sad. Yeah. He's that terrified of them.
But he, you know, in the end, he's fine with taking whatever they give him because he's like, I retire in 2 years and I'm gonna have a great time and get all my favorite things and be happy. So that was like a nice little smiley moment.
Some
even though Tom comes back in and teases him again.
So do you guys feel like it's just, you know, Jerry's luck that somebody got this on camera? Because it's like it's like a home video almost of some lady and kid playing
T-ball.
Baseball. Like, I think it's just what a coincidence that that happened at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
I'm proud of Park Ranger Carl for not, you know, telling everybody on TV that instead they just fought over Avatar.
Me too. That was hilarious. Where it's like, Avatar, better than expected? Or exceeds expectations?
Yeah.
It was good.
Joan Calamezzo was not happy.
She was not happy about that.
Sidebar, Brad's never seen Avatar.
I've never seen Avatar in my life.
All right. I can live with that.
I'm glad.
I think we all can live with that.
This has no bearing on
you. I saw it twice. One of the times that I saw it, I went with a guy who... he's still a manager at one of the movie theaters here in town, but and I felt really, really bad, and I'm kind of regretting telling this story already. We had just become friends and we were going to see Avatar, and I figured, you know, we're going to see Avatar, it's like crazy colors and lights and all of this stuff, and I had just recently gotten this app on my phone. It's before the movie starts, and it was a strobe light app. And I was like, isn't this cool? You know, that's back when, like, phone apps were just coming out, and, like, you thought everything was the coolest thing ever. He's like, oh, God, don't do that. Like, I'm prone to seizures. And I was like, no, you're not. And I, like, did it again. And he's like, no, seriously, I'm prone to seizures. And I was just like, okay. But he's, like, known for being, like, a big joker and stuff, so I didn't believe him. And then I asked a couple of coworkers, and they're like, yeah, you put a fucking strobe light in his face. What's wrong with you? And I was like, I'm so sorry.
I didn't know.
I'm like, why are you going to see Avatar if you're prone to seizures? Don't
know. Yeah. Can't see a lot of movies.
I know. Yeah. The end. I'm a terrible person. That was my, like, being mean, like, they're mean to Jerry.
Oh,
sorry.
You're not a terrible person. A terrible person wouldn't feel regret or anything after that or feel guilty.
You're still good.
Yeah.
You're still like babes.
Thanks.
Despite almost killing a guy or whatever.
What did you think? Did you like Andy Samberg's character?
Carl?
I go back and forth with him. I think he's very funny and talented. I think it... I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of Andy
What did
Samberg.
You guys think of the whole him yelling all the time
deal? I feel like that was a very SNL... Or like... I don't know. I feel like it was a very SNL thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where I thought it was funny that they committed to it and that it was still there. And even whenever she's like, please talk quietly, please be quiet. He still does it, except for the very end whenever Joan's hitting on him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what?
Just because he gets nervous or something and she's like intimidating him.
He's like, ooh, wait, no, you stay here.
I loved how that when they were taping the actual segment, you can see like a cameraman filming, and there's like a little sound bar, and it's always up in the
right.
Red.
He started turning it down.
Yeah.
I forgot about that moment. But Andy Samberg, I feel like he's very typecasted. He's pretty much the same in everything. And I watched a little bit of Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't expect to like it because I felt like he was going to be the exact same person in it.
Yeah.
But the rest of the cast, like, I don't mind him in it. I thought he's perfect for that character. But I thought the rest of the cast was pretty great. And that's why it's a pretty funny show. I don't know why. I watched the whole first season and never went back to it again.
Yeah.
But I'm very back and forth with him.
I am too. And I think you brought up a great point because that's one of the reasons I've stayed away from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is because the whole typecast thing. And I've never really been able to put my finger on it because, like, I don't want to say I don't like him because I do. I think he's funny. But I think with the, like, how much he plays the same thing, like, you kind of after, like, a year of seeing it, you kind of just, like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's nothing against him, I guess. I mean...
Yeah.
If it wasn't going well for him, he wouldn't keep doing it, so...
That's true. I mean, he's making money. That's his signature. And he's really funny. He's a really funny guy.
And the Lonely Island stuff is great.
Yeah. He's a great writer.
Yeah.
Leave Hot Rod after this. You don't need to watch it.
I never saw Hot Rod wasn't
that bad.
I know a lot of people really like Hot Rod.
It was...
I would say more leave off Jack and Jill off the list. That's my boy.
That's my boy. Yeah.
Was he in Jack and Jill?
He was not in Jack and Jill.
No, okay, that's my boy.
Yeah, that's
well,
my
that's
boy.
Adam Sandler.
Him and Adam Sandler.
Well.
Yeah.
That's my boy. That's what I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, now I'm thinking of who was in Jack and Jill.
Adam Sandler.
Besides Adam Sandler. Did he just play all the parts in that?
I think Adam Sandler played both.
He played both Jack and Jill.
I never saw it, but... Which sucks. Adam Sandler is another one of those that I used to love, and now I just feel like he's bombing.
Oh, poor Adam Sandler.
He's just doing too much. It's just like he's got to make money.
I really liked Blended with him and Drew Barrymore. That was a good movie.
I watched part of it.
Oh. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of his movies lately you can watch once and you're like, okay.
Adam Sandler, you need to go back to Rain Over Me. That movie was tight.
Yeah. That movie was so sad.
Grab, like,
so
some sad.
I do.
I do, too.
I'm a very emotional man.
I'm into depressing movies and songs.
Well, that's how I know that it's a good movie, is that or there's a good actor involved that they made me feel for this character, you know? So,
yeah.
I think that goes a really long way.
You like to be sad.
And it goes that way with villains, too. Like, if you make me hate you, you're good.
It's not easy to make, or it's pretty easy to make me hate you in a show. Just like I hate Anne.
I thought you were going
to
say Brad personally.
Because she's...
What the fuck?
Anne is terrible in this episode. Can I just say, I literally wrote down multiple times, fuck you, Anne, or fuck off, Anne.
Well, she's...
She needs to stop crawling back to Anne.
Yeah.
It's pissing me off. Sorry.
Yeah. So, in the whole other... what I really like about this episode is that it really is geared around one thing, and it's not just, like, two separate stories or three separate stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a separate thing. It's all to the same thing, just kind of like a branch from it. So Ron decides that he wants to do, like, a self-defense class for everybody, and he's helping them all out. And Jerry's agree not with a part you. Of it. Jerry's not a part of it. He should be a part of it.
Well, I mean, he had his shoulder dislocated too, so
he could have sat in and maybe you know learned some stuff. But you know, Leslie had her own agenda of trying to bring up the safety issues and things like that.
Yeah.
But Anne was super annoying in it. How she, you know. They're doing a demonstration, which why on the fucking earth did Ron say, for my first demonstration, let's bring up Anne and Andy?
I think he just likes to stir things up and act like he's totally oblivious to what he's doing. I think he's calculated, and he learned it from Tammy.
It's been a while. I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to totally surprise you next time.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's not a surprise anymore.
Yeah. So, whenever... He does another demonstration with Andy and basically puts him to sleep, makes him pass out. And so Anne's got to help him. And then she keeps crawling back to him, like bringing him a little gift bag from work when she should be at work.
It's like a cooling pack and some other stuff.
And then that awkward, like whenever Andy gets hurt at the demonstration, she's like, oh, you need like some water? You want some pancakes? I'm like, where do pancakes come from?
Yeah, we're just going to take him to your house and do dirty things to him. Mark's in the room.
Right. And Mark says, you see him on the treadmill. He's just like smiling, like so oblivious to anything that's happening. He looks so happy.
So when Andy gets knocked out by Ron, I kind of thought at first that was one of his self-defense mechanisms, just like going limp.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was doing too. Because that would definitely be your self-defense.
Yeah, well, that's like definitely that, like, an Andy thing to do, too. It's just like, go limp, try to get out.
I always forget that. Well, I don't want to say forget, but it does barely ever cross my mind that Rashida Jones played Karen in The Office, and I didn't like her character in that either. But that's from that's just about Jim and Pam. So,
I heard
for different reasons.
Have you watched Angie Tribeca?
No.
I've actually heard pretty funny things about it. It's Steve Carell is like...
Right. He and his wife wrote it.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was supposed to be a comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see any trailers for it?
I didn't understand them. I was just like, what is it? What are,
right. Well, that's the thing that I'm nervous about. Because I really like he and his wife as writers, him and Nancy. But it just makes me nervous when shows are like actively stupid. Like stupid funny.
And it's... So, it's like... Is it a clip show?
It's like a detective show.
But I don't think they... I think I heard something about how they don't all, like... It's not, like, the same thing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know.
So, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it out. Because I heard some good things about it. They said it was pretty funny, but...
Yeah, we'll I've heard it mixed, but I'm not gonna like knock something that I haven't seen, so I'm gonna try it.
Right. Not hating on Rashida Jones at all. I Love You, Man is like one of my favorite movies.
It's a very good movie.
I love her in that. So, but her, I agree with you. I didn't like Karen more than like I like Anne more than Karen.
I like Anne way more than Karen, but it's just I'm like, oh, she was on The Office too, and she was kind of like a constant character for like a season and a half.
She was pretty regular.
I just wasn't a fan of her in this episode, so I'm gonna need her to do something to redeem herself.
Yeah, I feel like in the previous episode she's been more likable. This episode I feel like we just got a bad taste in her mouth because of she's getting in the way of April's crush on Andy.
Right.
Even though Andy wasn't like all over it in this episode by any means. He was just kind of being, you know, oblivious in his own self.
Yeah.
Because even in the very end, whenever, I don't know if that was in the very end, whenever she brings him something and she's like, oh, you know, I can sit and, you know, check, you can take a break or whatever she's saying to him. I don't even have blacked out or something. Right. But April comes up, well, she starts to come up and she turns around and he calls for her and says that he got her.
Yeah. Like a veggie muffin or whatever.
Yeah, one of her favorite things. I just love that moment that he's obviously growing and that he's not making the same mistakes, even though him and April are not in a relationship, but their friendship, he's thinking doing of things other for people. Her. He's thinking of her. He's buying her things. He's making lists of stuff that he doesn't ever want to do again to piss her off. You know, like he's just...
He's caring.
He's caring.
Veggie muffins sound like a gross thing.
It's probably no different than your carrot muffin that you like.
Ew, I mean, carrot muffins, gross.
But what kind of veggies are there? Is it like broccoli?
They do zucchini muffins.
Zucchini muffins.
I mean, I don't feel like I classify that as the same. This sounds like it has a piece of cauliflower.
Maybe he considers anything that's not candy veggies.
Maybe.
So it's just like a banana muffin, and he's just like, ugh, I only eat chocolate chip muffins.
Vegetable.
Ugh.
It's like a gluten.
It's a gluten.
One thing we forgot to mention about Leslie's golf cart ride with Carl.
Oh, man.
Is that, so we've got Carl driving the golf cart, Leslie up front, and then Jerry and Tom in the back. They try and go on the golf cart, which is supposedly covered in raccoon urine, and it won't go. So they're like, oh, it's too much weight. And obviously everyone, like, is looking at Jerry, tubby guy, to get off, but Leslie, you know, she brings it down. She's like, nope, Tom, it's you. You gotta run alongside the cart.
Yeah. And that shit is hilarious.
Yeah. Watching him run off with Tom. The cart.
Mm-hmm. Sharp left.
Oh my god. Keep up, Tom.
You're like, can you slow down, please? Nope, can't slow down.
Nope.
We're burning daylight here.
I loved it. I loved it. Yeah. And I wanted to see him in golf attire running next to the golf cart.
That'd been funny if it, like, carried on, like, the theme of the previous episode that
he
loves those dope pants.
Dope
pants.
Eagle medallion.
Good girl. You always pull that one out. I love
that one.
Good girl. Oh, man.
Are you ready to pick your MVP?
Oh, God. I don't know that I am. I've been so terrible with MVPs lately. I am going to go for...
Focus. You can go cross-eyed.
I'm going to go for Jerry.
What?
I know, it's amazing. Because he lied. That was terrible. It was terrible that he lied, but I feel like he had a good reason to. Mm. And I feel like it's not fair for him to be that terrified of his coworkers. Leslie, nope, think about that.
Yeah,
I'm going to go for him. I mean... You know, he went for that breakfast burrito, okay? And he said, Lord Sheldon, absolutely not. I worked for this. You cannot have any of it. And then he told Leslie the truth. He came out of his line. He gave some truths. And I think he's, like, just, like, the ultimate player. He's like, all right, I'll sit here and be made fun of. But, bitch, in 2 years, I'm going to be living that life. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Jerry.
All right, Brad, who's your MVP?
I actually also chose Jerry for my MVP.
Aww, I was hoping you were going to choose something different so then we could argue. Because I have two different reasons for different people.
You can still...
So you're going to stick with Jerry?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Jerry.
Damn it. Good man.
I just think... Well, first off, I also can't think of any other episode that I would ever vote for Jerry for, honestly. But, yeah. I think he deserves this.
Yeah.
He's earned it. You know, he puts up with a lot of crap from the office.
Are you even going to bother to say who your MVP is?
Well, I thought one of you would say Leslie for sure because she's making this big effort on treating him nicely. And she's trying to, like, update the safety of the park and everything. So I thought, like, she's a good choice. And she gets everybody to be nice to Jerry. But I was going to say if somebody chose her, I was going to say Ron because he's trying to teach everybody safety and be a good guy. Whenever, generally, he's just like, okay, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So, but y'all win anyway.
So are you giving it to, your vote is for Leslie, though?
Well,
you said you had two.
I was going to say, I said Leslie and Ron.
Oh.
You didn't listen to the second half of it.
I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Oh my God.
That hurt.
Oh. That hurt too. That hurt me, Tammy.
Oh, that hurt me. We're just hurting so much.
There's so much hurt. So Jerry wins.
Woohoo! Go, yeah, Jerry! We never thought this day would come. You got it. Big old Jerry. Breakfast burrito.
Very early.
Insert fart noise. Okay, Brad, you
don't
go first.
Fart machine for that.
How would you rate this episode? Did you think I was going to ask you to fart? You gave me this look like, what is it?
I was prepared for any of those things.
You're going to get out your fart machine?
I would give this episode, I'm going to say, 3 out of 5 baby monkeys in diapers.
Mm. I like it. I like that a lot.
Yeah. It was a good episode. I mean, this is definitely one of Jerry's best episodes that he's ever in. Mm-hmm. And it does have one of the funniest moments in the show with Jerry farting. I love a good fart joke. What can I say?
Good fart joke.
So yeah, 3 out of 5.
I'm going to go a little bit more than you for a 3.1 out of 5.
One upper, I see.
Damn it.
Okay, go on.
3.1 out of 5 scrotation marks.
Ooh.
And I was cupping around my invisible balls.
Ooh.
I was starting to give this a 3 out of 5, but then I started thinking about how hard I laughed at Jerry's fart and sweating his pants and falling into a river and eating the burrito. So I actually went up a little bit and gave this a 3.75 out of 5 hysterical muteness.
I like that. That was good.
I have a couple of follow-ups if you want to hear them.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I was also going to say Lifetime movies, because apparently Anne's really big into Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Freddy Spaghetti.
Yep.
No shame in attacking a man in his beanbag. And Ramset Park Rampages.
Ramset Park Rampage.
Man, I thought it was kind of strange that Ron would go for a man's beanbag in a fight.
There's no shame in it.
There's no shame in it. I feel like he'd be more honorable.
Was beanbag alluding to a ball sack?
Yeah, she says there's no shame in attacking a criminal's beanbag.
Gotcha.
Which later, whenever he says that in the beginning, he talks to Andy about his self-defense strategy, and he's like, well, first I just hit them in the crotch or something like that. Yep. And he just kind of looks at him like, okay.
That would be a good defense mechanism for criminals to put a beanbag in front of that area, and then it won't hurt.
What?
Or a little bag pad?
Or just not be a criminal.
Yeah. Or not be. That's probably best choice.
Yeah, that's your best bet. Yep.
Yeah. You did ask them to pirate Photoshop earlier, so that makes you.
Oh no, I was just joking. I don't know how to do that stuff. Honestly, I really don't know how to do that stuff.
Better protect,
do what like, stuff?
Better protect your beanbag.
To illegally download things.
I don't know how to do that either.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You know what it means.
I'll just let you know, one of these are a lie. Just kidding.
No!
Both of them are. Just kidding. We're all true.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
What are we talking about?
I can't tell if I should punch you in the beanbag.
We were talking about how much we love our listeners and that we thank you guys so much for listening and for subscribing to us on iTunes. You can follow us at podsandrec@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram @podsandrec. You can follow me on Instagram @tambourinetam with 2 M's. And you can follow Stephanie at
Among the Atmosphere on Instagram.
Oh.
And you can follow Brad.
Nowhere.
In real life.
At Mardi Gras parties and werewolf sightings. Yeah. And
so I'll see you guys around.
Yeah. We're going to go watch The Walking Dead.
We are.
Season 6, episode 10.
That's why we're not going to talk about what we're watching, because we're
going
to go watch
we're
it.
We're literally right now. Going to watch it right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Right now.
Right now.
So we love you.
We love you. Have a great week. Have a great day. A good whatever you want.
That was my zombie noise. That sounded really good.
Good.
I think I could be an extra.
Yeah,
I'm going go to go to Georgia.
Cat hacking a hairball.
I'll,
That's the worst noise ever.
Yeah.
Cat.
Now we're just torturing people.
No.
Yeah, that is actually a cat hacking a hairball is the worst. Especially whenever they're like on your bed or a chair or something like, no. And they're just like, you're just like, no.
Please throw up somewhere convenient.
Tile, there's tile over here.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll send you out of this episode with some beautiful choral vocals by us truly. Ready, guys?
Yeah. Cool.
Coral.